The subject says, why should I worry or fear?
Okay.
Question mark. When the promise in Hebrews 13, 5 through 6, this is part of it, I will never leave thee or forsake thee.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
We're going to be dealing with that today. Because why should we worry? What are we going to accomplish by worrying? It's, to me, it's kind of like a back and forth in a rocking chair. You don't make a lot of progress, and you hinder yourself spiritually when you do not trust the Lord by faith as you need to for the situations that we have. We serve a great and a mighty God that is well able to take care of everything that touches our life. And he's not puny. He's not anemic. He doesn't run out and he doesn't get weary. Isn't that wonderful? I want to recommend you in the time in which we're living to get in touch with God because you need him. You know, there's things that can cause us distress and anxieties and worries, but God is well able to take care of that. He can bless our mind and bless us in every way. So we want to be encouraged today as we look into the Word of God. I read some articles about worry and stress. We're not going to deal with all of that, but here is something that we're going to probably consider about when problems are on the horizon for us. Maybe we can try the following two-step approach. First of all, you need God. You need to go to him and present it to him. Take action and trust in God. When you have something that causes you some worry and some extra distress, take it on to the Lord. He can give you the peace that you need. And if we can do something to avoid the problem, let's try that route. We can always pray for God to guide us and to help us, and he will surely do that. So may we be encouraged today. God is a faithful God. You say, well, I'm concerned about things. We all have different personalities and temperaments, but God knows how to help each one of us. Some of us might be more given to worry and distress, but the God in heaven is able to bless you right where you need it. And your level and tolerance for worry and concern may not be the same as mine. Some people have a great tolerance for pain and other things when others do not. But God understands it. He knows and he understands. So we're so very encouraged about that. Here's a quotation, not a quotation, but something I read. And it said, worry is a burden that God never meant for us to bear. So if you are worrying and you're carrying heavy loads, you need to just go on and take it to God and recognize, Lord, it's too heavy for me. What about it? We're sheep, aren't we? Do you see any sheep bearing burdens? Do you see the cowboys riding the sheep like they do the horse, the bulls and the other thing? No. Sheep are not burden-bearing animals. We are sheep, so we want to remember that. We got to take it to that master, that great shepherd that we have. 23rd Psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd. He's a helper. He's a provider. He's a protector. He's looking out for each one of us. So may we be encouraged. Why will we allow ourselves to live beneath our privilege? We are sheep, but we're acting like a goat or a mule or something, carrying all these weights. Lord, help us and challenge us today. I'm in it with you too. I want us to be encouraged to realize that we're serving that great God that is well able, the God that's able to take care of our world conditions. If I will whisper that to you, and God is able to help us whatever we go through. So let us be encouraged and remember all the promises that we have and all the things that God has done, and he wants to do more. That's exciting in itself. Lord, help us today. All right, turn with me to some of the Word of God. Our first scripture will be found in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. This is for all of us that have learned the secret of abiding in the Lord, that have repented of our sins. Lord, help us today. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7, and it reads, what are you to do? Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due times. Highlight it. Casting, throwing them all your care upon him, for he careth for you. That is what we need to do when situations come in life. We need to remember, I need to do it pronto, fast. Cast it upon the Lord by faith, believing. And after you cast it, don't go pick it up in the next 15 minutes or the next day or something. Remember, Lord, I have committed it to you. I'm going to continue to cast it upon you until the results come, Lord. I cannot bear it. It's too much for me. But you've said you're going to be with me. You'll never leave me or forsake me. So cast it on him. Just keep on tossing it over there. Like when you go fishing and you cast that line. I just did it. I'm not good at it because I'm left-handed. But my son said, you just cast it out there, mother, and let it just sling on out there. And then you kind of tug it a little bit with that reel and you set that little weight or whatever thing. But don't just go keep checking on it every little bit. Like, I want to know, do I have a fish on there? They're never going to get on there. But you cast it out upon the Lord, knowing that he's well able and he will surely bless us today. All right. Philippians 4:6. Let's see what the word has for us there. Some more of the good things that we need to remember as we go through life. I need some water, please. Some water, please. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Thank the Lord. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Thank the Lord. It tells us the things to think upon, which is good for us to consider, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. You get to getting into the valley of worry. You start getting your mind tuned about what the Lord has done for you and the things that he wants to do and how he's brought you through some difficult battles, and that will surely help you. Whatsoever things are of good report. Thank you so much. We can allow other people to weigh us down with their concerns and their worries and things, but help us to know, Lord, I can point you to Christ, and Christ can make a difference. We appreciate Sister MacDonald with her phone ministry. Everybody doesn't have that same burden, but if she has it, we're praying for her too. The Lord can bless her, and the Lord can bless each one of us. Do you realize that the cry is going out? Souls are in trouble today. They need some human that they can talk to, someone to remind them that there is a God in heaven that can make a difference in your life. And I've tried it and I've proven to him and it works. So I want to recommend it to you that it will give you a better quality of life, the great God in which we're serving. So may we be encouraged today. Turn with me to Psalms 119:10 for some more of the word of God. We're going to look over here and see what the Lord has for each one of us. Psalms 119:10 says, with my whole heart, not half-hearted, partial or third, have I sought thee. Seek the Lord. When you have a tendency towards worry and fear, turn to the Lord. Help us today. All right. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word. It's found in the Bible. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. This is a good recipe, a good scripture to call upon when the enemy comes in with these distresses and these concerns and these anxieties. You want to take it to the Lord because it's going to weigh you down spiritually. You're not going to be as effective to work with a relationship with God that you need because you have, I'm going to call like all this rubbish or this excess. But may the Lord help us to realize it's like poison to the system. It's like poison, a toxin to the mind. We don't want that. We want to get the mind of Christ that we can be able to be ready servants, ready soldiers to do his work and his bidding. So Lord, help us today. Thy word have I hid in my heart. And when you I come to the place where you can have joy and delight in serving the Lord. I'm not reading my word of God because, oh, I just need to, and I'm so tired and almost going to sleep. But Lord, I want that relationship. It's a delight. It's like when you're having, you know, you all know about when you're courting your boyfriend or your girlfriend or something, you're not saying, oh, I don't want to see you today. You dress up, you spruce up, and you say, oh, let's go out to dinner or do something. You're going to have some energy because you have an emotional connection there. But with the Lord, we have a spiritual connection, and we should be a sweet hour of prayer, like it said, and that will help us in our times of distress. We have some more things to talk about the mind. The Lord help us to do that with a delight, with the love. It said, thy dying love has won my heart. So thank the Lord for his goodness today. All right, turn with me to Proverbs 3:5-6. It gives us some more things to think about. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Go ahead, trust in him. He's worthy with all thine heart. And then what else? And lean not unto thine own understanding. Brothers and sisters, let us get a hold of that. Sometimes we try to work it out our way. We have our own version that the way it needs to go. It's kind of like when you take something out of the package that you buy, maybe a box or bookshelf or something, and you think, I don't need to read this manual. I've been kind of guilty of that. I can just kind of put it together. You know, I can kind of figure this out. It's simple. But then you get to realizing there's some certain screws that go at a certain place, and there's some other little petitions that need to go at a certain place, and you might have a mess. You might say, this thing doesn't even work. But when you go back to that manual and you go step by step and you lay out those little pieces so you can know pretty soon I'm going to need A, B, C, D. I'm not going to jump from A to D and think it's going to work. You're going to have a problem. But may the Lord help us. The word of God is just like that, step by step, and trusting you, Lord, every step of the way. And I'm not going to say, Lord, why did you do it this way? And all these questions and things. But may the Lord help us to say, Lord, your will be done. I'm willing to submit. Lord, I don't understand it. Lord, it is difficult, but I know you're never going to forsake me, and you're going to be with me. And you know what'll happen with that bookshelf? You'll pretty soon get it all back together, and you'll be able to see, and it'll be useful. It won't be something you have to throw to the trash. So may the Lord encourage us today. We need the Lord every step of the way. So trust in him and lean not into our own understanding. May the Lord encourage us today. We also have a comforter that can help us in our times of need. We will be turning to St. John 14 and see what we have there, because we need the comforter. Thank the Lord for his goodness to each one of us. But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Thank the Lord. What will he do? He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So why do we need to worry and fear? Lord, help us today. Peace I leave. My peace I give unto you. This is not the brand that the world gives you, but this is that deep, settled peace that you can have, even when there's tribulations and storms and distresses and maybe pain, but you can still have that peace. I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Here again, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Lord, help us today. We surely need the Lord, and he's right there to meet our every needs. We appreciate him so very much today. God is so good. We're going to use some examples of people in the Bible that were fearful. And I want to remind you, the Lord knows that we have human fears and things, but we don't want to become paralyzed spiritually, that we feel like we cannot fight any spiritual battles. But we want to go forward with courage and say, Lord, with your help, I can make it. And the Lord is surely see you through. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles. We're going to read there the 20th chapter. Listen, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, with them other besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. They are in a battle. We are in a spiritual battle. We have the enemy of our soul. Not only that, society seems to be closing in on those things that we hold true and precious. But I want you to know God is still in control, and he is always in control. So we need to remember that. And there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee. He let them know they're coming from beyond the sea and we are in trouble. But they also had God on their side. Thank the Lord. And three, Jehoshaphat did what? Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. That's what we need to do when we're meeting with a battle, with something disappointing or whatever the challenge is. We need to set ourselves to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the government. That's not what it said. Help of the Lord. That's where we need it. We need help of the Lord. Even of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. We need to seek the Lord even more than we have been. We sing a song. We've sang it years ago. What? Let us go back to our Father's praying ground. God is not pleased. We can pray even more than we have already. But Jehoshaphat recognized he was fearful and he needed to seek the Lord. And he did, and said, O Lord God of our Father, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might? Yes, amen. So that none is able to withstand thee. That's a wonderful promise. Art not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein and they built sanctuary therein. Thy name saying, all right, Lord, help us today. He put this petition before the Lord. Move on with me to 12. Our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. Thank the Lord. But our eyes are upon thee. Can we say it, Lord? Our eyes, our faith, our confidence is upon you. When we have a temptation to worry and be over concerned, when we do become fearful and trembling, but Lord, our eyes are upon you and you're not going to fail us, Lord. Thank you. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. And God brought a mighty deliverance for these people. 17, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. tomorrow, go out against him, for the Lord will be with you. The Lord will be with us, saints. We're here in a revival. We all need a revival. But I want you to remember to fear not. Be not dismayed. Be not alarmed at what the enemy might be doing over in Ohio or other places. But our God is still well able to take care of us, and he will. Thank the Lord. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, Lord, help us today. All right. Fear not and be not dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with thee. And the Lord was surely with them. And we're going to move on. We're skipping some. We're passing up 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, what happened? The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. God did it. God did it, and he used singers. Singers are important today, but their faith and their confidence was in the Almighty God. Lord, help us today. That is so encouraging today. They were smitten. All right, God is good. 24, when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. God did a complete work for these brethren, and he'll do it for us today. May we be encouraged. That's 2 Chronicles 20, and you can just read it at your own time, and you can get even more than I can share with you this morning and this afternoon about this great God in which we serve. We don't need to fight. Sometimes we get in trouble because we try to work it out, like not reading the manual, not reading the instructions. But when you come to the Lord humbly as a sheep, Abba, Father, I need you. I'm in a situation without your help, Lord. We're going to be overtaken. We're going to meet with some distress. But Lord, would you please have mercy upon us? And God will do it. So we want to be encouraged today. Thank the Lord for his goodness to each one of us. 2 Kings, we're going to turn over there. Here's some more. We're not going to get all the examples, but we want to remind you of some of the things the Lord has done in the days gone back by, so it can help us for the present time right now. 2 Kings 6 and 17, we're going to start there. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. Excuse me. We heard it already. The meeting overlaps. The Spirit of God is good. How that we need to be able to see it and to visualize it and to move in that direction. And we surely need to see the power of God. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Now that would have been a sight to see the horses and the chariots. We have power now, don't we? But we have more power in serving that Almighty God. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord. There is that secret again. Prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Elisha said unto them, this is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led him to Samaria. Came to pass when they were coming to Samaria that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. The Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. The king of Israel said unto Elisha, when he saw them, my father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered, Thou shalt not smite them. Wouldst thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with thy sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before them that they may eat and drink and go to their master. 24. And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his hosts and went up and besieged Samaria. That's all I'm going to read about that right now. But the Lord smote him with blindness, and he got a great victory for those brethren. So God can work any way that he chooses to. He is the all-wise God, and God will work in your behalf when you meet up with a situation. I want us to be encouraged that God can surely bring it to pass. We remember over there about Daniel when he was in a situation, remember? And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I'm combined it all together. But they said, we will not bow down. We will not. We know what to do. We know about the music. We will not bow down. And they knew that their God was going to deliver them. And God did deliver them. And so God will be with each one of us. I want us to take renewed courage and realize God do not want us to be a victim of worry and fear and fretting of what might be coming upon our land or in our life now. But trust in the Lord. Get over there in Hebrews 11 and read about faith. It's a great many numbers of people that went through some terrible humanly thinking sacrifices, but they had great faith in God, and God saw them through, and he will see us through today. So may we be encouraged. All right. God is so good. We have another example here in Judges 7. I want to turn over there to remind us of some more people that were fearful, and they got an opportunity to just go on back home if you're afraid. But we want everyone that has been born again to follow on to the Lord, and they could be strengthened in those weak areas. Turn with me to Judges 7:2. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand have saved me. God gets all the glory for everything he should. You do not need to pat yourself on the back or the shoulder or any place else or clap your hands, because it all belongs to God. To God be the glory. All right, now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, listen. If you find in your spiritual walk that you have been fearful, that you have been afraid to trust the Lord like you need to, own up to it. Humble yourself. Don't try to say it's not me and look around the room and they're talking to somebody else. But he gave them an opportunity to be honest. God gives us an opportunity to be honest too. Just own on up to it. Lord, I'm fearful and I'm afraid, but I need you to help me. Let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And their return of people, 22,000. That's a large group of people. There remain 10,000. How would we feel today if we haven't even had 1,000 people at this revival? I can go lower than that. What about 200 people? We would be rejoicing, wouldn't we? And if they were true saints of God serving the Lord, we'll say, oh God, we sure thank you for all that you've done. We're thankful for those that are here now. But I want to give you that comparison. 22,000. They were talking about they needed some manpower, weren't they? They were in a battle, but the Lord said, lest they vaunt themselves. He wanted to get all the glory. And there still remain 10,000. Now, if I were the leader, I'd say, well, I still have 10,000. Let's see. Most of them have already returned. 20,000 and 2,000. Isn't that right? And then 10,000 are still left. The Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Yeah. God wants quality. men and women with a true, pure heart that is serving Him, that He is the captain, He is the shepherd, He is the leader. He doesn't have people that think they know more than the leader. Have you run into that in the corporate world? Sometimes they don't want to take instructions, do they? But we want to be people of God that's, yes, Lord, I'm going to submit to what you say. Yes, Lord, I may not understand, but Lord, I believe you have my best interest in heart, which he does. And he let them know the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water. He was going to give them a test. And I will try them for thee there. He's going to try them for thee there. He didn't leave it up to Gideon. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. Notice how he used wisdom there. He didn't make any little crack where I can tell my buddy, this is what you're supposed to do so that you can be qualified. But God did it. God is the great God, and he knew what he was doing. So he brought down the people unto the water. The Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. Notice what a test. Some people might say, I'm not going to humble myself and lap water like a dog. You're going to miss a blessing. But they were willing to get right on down and lap the water like the dog. They were going through a test right now, and they were able to pass the test with victory. You're in a test now, and God wants you to pass it with victory. But it's only going to come by relying upon the Lord, by praying, by fasting, by reading his word, by showing love to those that are in trouble. This is the way that is going to come. So I want you to be encouraged. All right, help us today. And the number of them that lapped, putteth their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink. I read a little article, just let me pause and share this with you. And it said, this is not Bible, this is something that I read. They were, the ones that bowed down were more aware of their enemy around them compared to those who kneeled down to drink. We want to be alert. We want to be in tune with what's going on. So I thought that was pretty good. So they were aware of their enemy round about them. So may the Lord help us to be aware of what type of battle that we are in. All right. The number of them that lapped, it was 300 men. The Lord said unto Gideon, 7, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place. Listen, we're not going to read all the scripture there, but I've heard it said, and I believe it. God used those faithful 300 men to bring a great victory. That wasn't even 1,000 men, but 300 men. And they got the victory because they allowed the Lord to be their captain. They listened to Gideon. They didn't start murmuring and complaining with him like the children of Israel, but they followed instructions. God gave a mighty victory, and God will do it for us today. I want you to remember, why should I worry or fear when the Lord says, I will not leave thee or forsake thee? Get a hold of those promises and say, Lord, here I am. I'm your child. And Lord, I'm going to trust you, even though it might take my natural life. But Lord, I'm going to be faithful. May the Lord challenge and bless each one of us. Sometimes I find that I have to say, Lord, I have faith. But Lord, help my unbelief. I need an increase, Lord. This is a tough battle, and I need you right here. And the Lord always comes in on the scene. So he brought a mighty deliverance with those 300 faithful people that were not fearful, but they were able to gain a great victory. Thank the Lord for his goodness today. All right, God is so good to each one of us. 2 Corinthians, it tells us to do something, to cast down some things that we need to cast down. And we need that too, because our mental state is very important. when we're in a battle, when we're moving towards, it's not going to be too long. The Lord has been good. 2 Corinthians 10, 5 and 6, it says, casting down imaginations. That is the plural. Your mind can run wild on you. You can be fearful and worrying about things that never take place. And while you're doing that, you're losing ground spiritually. You're destroying your physical, your well-being, because stress is a killer. They say that. And it gets you so that you can't function well, because your mind is just imagining different things. And you can imagine people are saying and doing things that doesn't have any basis of truth in it. Lord, help us today. Every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Lord, help us. We need to know the word of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's what we need to do. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Brothers and sisters, I love you, but I want you to remember, and the Lord wants you to remember, you're going to have to get that ability, the help from the Lord, to learn to cast down imaginations and every thought, every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. We have some real homework, but here's the good news. God is well able to help each one of us, whatever level you are on the casting down the imagination. The Lord will meet you there. The Lord loves you. He sees your condition. I believe he recognizes this is one of my trusting children. They're having trouble along this line, but Lord, they're pursuing it. They're going in that direction. They're trying to get victory over, not worrying and not fearing. And Lord, he's going to be there to help you. I want you to be encouraged. If you don't make it on round number one, keep on going. There's some more rounds if time permits. And the Lord can just strengthen you. And you can go from round one on to 20 or however many he permits you to go. But you'll be able to get victory over excessive, I'm going to say, worry and fear. May the Lord help us today. All right, we want to be encouraged because God is so good. I believe, Lord willing, our last scripture for this lesson will be in 1 John 4 and 17 through 19. I believe that'll be sufficient. I believe with the help of the Lord that you have the burden of our heart today. That we, why should I fear, worry, or fear? All right, 1 John 4 and 17. Herein is our love made perfect. We want to have perfect love to the Lord, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Notice 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Now listen, check your experience. Do you love the Lord with all of your heart, your mind, everything? Are you totally dedicated to do his will? Are you willing to go with him in the difficult times? The happy times when things are going well? And what about when you get in the time of affliction, the time of need, the fiery furnace, whatever it might be? Lord, I'm going to go with you there. I am going to still be faithful, dear Lord, because I know heaven is going to surely be worth it all. We want to remember that God loves us. And I believe he has our best interests in heart. And we love you too. And we're trying to warn you to beware. When worry comes, paying you a little visit on your door, your heart or your mind, I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. When fear comes to paralyze you, I rebuke you again in the name of the Lord, whatever it might be. And get a hold of those promises that will strengthen you, that will help you. And remember some of the scriptures that I read to you, how that they didn't even need to shoot an arrow or throw a cannon. The Lord sent singers on ahead of them, and he caused blindness, and they were not able to function. God can do it for us today. So let us take courage. Let us pray for one another, that we can support each other in our times of need, because we need each other. And you come across a brother or sister that may be given to more worry than you have and more fearful. Get your arms around the bottom in prayer and help strengthen them, that they can get to the place where they can feel, Lord, I can rest confidently in you. We appreciate your time, your prayers, and your attention. May the Lord bless you, and my desire that this message will follow you, not only today, but in time to come. The Spirit will bring it back to you and remind you and challenge you. Why should I worry, and why should I fear, when the Lord is always near? Amen.